With Memorial Day weekend in the rear view, the Jaguars got back to work Tuesday morning. Week two of organized team activities is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work the day after the four-day weekend. And the theme of the day, defense. They had the upper hand most of Tuesday, with the offense trying to find a rhythm after a four-day absence.
You hope that when you go into it, you see it go back and forth. Offense has a good day, defense has a good day. You know where it goes back and forth. So I just think that it's coming along, and what we're seeing, and the guys, you know, had some energy today too. You know, I think when you have those bursts like that, it gives them a good taste in the mouth.
Rhythm is important, certainly, for Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles and his tight end Julius Thomas. Remember last year, he missed most of training camp and even the first four games of the 2015 season with a thumb injury, and it was a little slow going once he returned. A new quarterback, a new system, but once he settled in, Thomas reeled off a touchdown in four straight games at one point in the second half. So far in 2016, Thomas is healthy and feels ahead of the curve in year two with the Jags.
Not always stats for me. It's, you know, how am I affecting the game to help my team, and I want to have a pretty big role in that, and I want to do all I can to help us be a successful offense. We have the tools, we have the players. Now we just have to do it mentally and go out there and prove that we can be an offense that's explosive at all times.
We welcome in senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Julius Thomas, of course, Brian, a big piece of this Jaguars offense and on the field.
Well, just to watch him move. You see an elite athlete. And you understand why Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley wanted him so badly last season and why they're looking so forward to him this season. Just watching him hit the sled in the tight end position drills was a revelation, because we talk about this guy being a receiving tight end, but it looks like he's got something to prove, and that sled felt it today.
Yeah, the offense could use some help in the running back side, too. That might balance out some things for Julius Thomas. And in that running back room, a little bit of a two-headed monster now. Ivory coming with Yeldon. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Well, you know, the last time the Jaguars made the playoffs was 2007, and you had Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew hammering defenses for more than 150 yards a game, 154.6 to be exact. That's what this offense needs to be able to do. Not that they're going to do it all the time, not with all the passing, but it isn't about the yards or even the yards per carry average to me. I want to see them line up with either Ivory or Yeldon and run the ball when they want to. Third and one, third and eight, whatever. When this team wants to exert its will on another team, that's when you know you've got a running game.
We'll see what happens. We're four OTA practices in with six to go, Brian.
I was just about to ask how many more to go.
Here we go.
I'm ready for training camp.
Week two of OTAs underway. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.